of it all, Michigan, the greatest state in America, in the middle of forgotten America. I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. This is the Steve Gruber Show for Thursday, August 1st, 2019. Hour number three. Here are three big things you need to know. Number three, Chinese forces massing on the border of Hong Kong. Is a crackdown coming? It sees Beijing fed up with the rest in the street. And if history is any guide, the Chinese military will take care of the unrest with a boot to the throat of protesters. Number two, the United States has obtained intelligence that the son of Osama bin Laden, the heir to his power in the terrorist organization Al-Qaeda, has been killed. But when asked, President Trump said he didn't want to talk about that. And number one, the Fox Theater in Detroit, the site of a full-on fight for the second night in a row. Wild progressives on the left and lesser candidates who actually told the truth that health care isn't actually free and making coming into the country illegally a crime and not decriminalize it. Well, that got them in some trouble, too. And those that say you just can't do that. Well, it was a night that most people looking at it now, myself included, Joe Biden is not the Joe Biden of just 5 years ago. The more you see him, the more you go, no wonder he has been kept for the most part out of sight. Not a lot of big interviews, not a lot of big sit-down interviews, not a lot of moments like that. Moments on tape that can be used over and over again. You go into an interview, on a sit-down interview, and you make a gaffe that you can't correct, boom, it could be over. Nobody won last night's debate, but it's possible that Joe Biden lost. Because people watching that are going, you know, nice enough guy, you know, might like him well enough. Maybe his ideas are okay. Seems to be following the leftist pack. But when put on the spot, he doesn't seem to respond as well as he should. Let me give you a couple of examples. I want you to have a pretty good understanding of Joe Biden. I'm mildly confused from time to time. Hot to hit the big topics. And he said, you know, he might just throw people in jail. When it comes to the pharmaceutical industries, that's one thing he said. It's bite number five, our first exhibit for the hour. Bite number five.
$30 trillion has to ultimately be paid. And I don't know what math you do in New York. I don't know what math you do in California. But I tell you, that's a lot of money. And there will be a deductible. The deductible will be out of your paycheck because that's what will be required.
Senator Harris, I want to bring you in here. Your response?
Yeah, let's talk about math. Let's talk about math. Let's talk about the fact that the pharmaceutical companies and the insurance companies last year alone profited $72 billion. And that is on the backs of American families. And under your plan, status quo, you do nothing to hold the insurance companies to task for what they have been doing to American families. In America today, a diabetes patient's 1 in 4 cannot afford their insulin.
And there you go, and Kamala Harris swinging back. Meanwhile, Biden then set his sights on fossil fuels when asked about it. Says he will destroy the fossil fuel industry if he is elected. I can't make it up. Bite seven. Go.
Thank you, Mr. Vice President. Just to clarify, would there be any place for fossil fuels, including coal and fracking, in a Biden administration?
No, we would work it out. We would make sure it's eliminated and no more subsidies for either one of those, either any fossil fuel. We
can't.
No, we're going to get rid of coal. No more fossil fuels.
Thank you, Mr. Vice President.
Who are you?
All right, then. By the way, that contradicts quite a bit with what he said in 2012, not exactly ancient history. When Biden said coal was exceptionally important, it's bite number eight for a trip down memory lane. Bite eight.
It's all of the above for us. We desperately need coal. We need it to get cleaner and cleaner. We desperately need all the sources of energy.
Sounds so much younger, doesn't he? 7 years ago. Night and day difference. Speaking of climate hysteria, let's take it to a new level, shall we? A new level of climate hysteria. Andrew Yang took climate hysteria to a new level. You've got to hear this one. Bite number nine.
The important number in Vice President Biden's remarks just now is that the United States is only 15% of global emissions. We like to act as if we're 100%. But the truth is, even if we were to curb our emissions dramatically, the Earth is still going to get warmer. And we can see it around us this summer. The last 4 years have been the four warmest years in recorded history. This is going to be a tough truth, but we are too late. We are 10 years too late. We need to do everything we can to start moving the climate in the right direction, but we also need to start moving our people to higher ground. And the best way to do that is to put economic resources into your hands so you can protect yourself and your families.
Right, let's move to higher ground. We're going to go live on the mountain and practice yoga. That'll be it. Moving to higher ground, practice yoga. One other thing that came in tough. Tulsi Gabbard came in hot on Kamala Harris. Came in really hot and tough and pounded on Kamala Harris, throwing her off her game clearly. And Kamala Harris not responding well, not her best night, not nearly as good of a performance as she put on in Miami, that's for sure. Biden was better. Harris was worse. Booker was medium. And in the end, I don't think any three of these leading candidates on the stage from last night did themselves much good. But here's Tulsi Gabbard, the congresswoman from Hawaii, hammering on Kamala Harris. Take a listen. Bite 11.
Now, Senator Harris says she's proud of her record as a prosecutor and that she'll be a prosecutor president. But I'm deeply concerned about this record. There are too many examples to cite, but she put over 1,500 people in jail for marijuana violations and then laughed about it when she was asked if she ever smoked marijuana. She blocked evidence that would have freed an innocent man from death row until the courts forced her to do so. She kept people in prison beyond their sentences to use them as cheap labor for the state of California. And she fought to keep cash bail system in place that impacts poor people in the worst kind of way. When you are in a position to make a difference and an impact in these people's lives, you did not. And worse yet, in the case of those who were on death row, innocent people, you actually blocked evidence from being revealed that would have freed them until you were forced to do so. There is no excuse for that. And the people who suffered under your reign as prosecutor, you owe them an apology.
So now the wagons move out of town. The circus moves on to its next stop, but make no mistake, the stop at the Fox Theater was no accident. I firmly believe the University of Michigan, if it has not already received word, will soon, that one of the three presidential debates of 2020 will be in Ann Arbor, and that's because everybody knows how pivotal Michigan is going to be. Everybody knows that's running for president that Michigan will be critical in 2020. You have to ask yourself, though, what did Joe Biden accomplish by basically saying we will destroy the fossil fuel industry and coal? Do you think the coal miners in Pennsylvania are going to line up those union members to support Joe Biden? Do you think the union members who have great health care plans are going to line up to support Democrats who say we're going to take care of that insurance by getting rid of it? I don't think that's a big selling point either. I think the Democrats have maybe done themselves some harm by staking out some of these positions. This part of the program brought to you by DTE Energy, providing safe, reliable natural gas to customers all across Michigan. DTE Energy, know your own power. A quick break and a cleansing breath as we go to the movies with Ron Van Timmeren after the break.
Seen the headlines. Water purity has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier water treatment company and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves customers statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water and your free water test. Go to SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, celebrating 60 years of being the leading voice for business.
I'm Rich Studley, President and CEO of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. For 60 years, the Chamber has been your voice in Lansing, fighting for pro-business, pro-taxpayer, pro-jobs legislation. It's been our commitment to work with lawmakers on both sides of the aisle in Lansing to create an environment that allows businesses to grow and to create a strong and thriving economy. We are member-driven and policy-focused. The Michigan Chamber represents Over 6,000 companies of all sizes and types in all 83 of Michigan's counties. Michigan Chamber members employ over 1 million Michigan residents. That's why we're focused on the mission of promoting conditions favorable to job creation, economic growth, and free enterprise.
Join the Michigan Chamber of Commerce today at michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the leading voice for business, moving Michigan forward.
Selfless service is the guiding principle that drives Army National Guard soldiers to be always ready whenever disaster strikes. They are your next door neighbors and your colleagues in schools, offices, and factories. To be a Guard soldier is to stand ready to serve at all times for family, for community, and for country. To learn more, log on to NationalGuard.com or contact an Army National Guard recruiter in your area.
Sponsored by the Michigan Army National Guard. Aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.